I phoned that evening to be told he was fine, no problems, because normally after somebody has so many fits, I know everyone's different, but normally he will just sleep. He can sleep for 2 days.
The seizures would knock it out of him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I was quite happy Friday evening. Saturday morning, I got a phone call that said they were taking him down to the theatre because they'd found a large internal hole. And they said, we don't know how or why, and it could be life-threatening.
Wow.
They were the exact words. So immediately, I got my daughter, I got a Keith's sister, and we went over to the hospital. All we knew that Keith had got this hole. He was in theatre. We still didn't find anything out come Saturday night. On the Sunday, we actually found, I'm not sure if she was a matron or sister or what, and we said, well, what's actually happened? She said, oh, hang on a minute, we'll look at the notes. And she said, yes, he received a 10-centimetre wound caused by something sharp.
And that's 10 centimetres deep inside his body?
Inside,
wow.
Yeah. And it was like the top of his buttocks.
Right.
And it was caused by something sharp.
Did they give any indication of how this happened?
No. None whatsoever. They don't know. I mean, I've got all the paperwork in front of me. It says thorough investigations. They couldn't find, there was nothing sharp in the area. They even suggested that maybe he climbed over the side of the trolley and impaled himself on a drip stand.
What?
Yeah. Now, if somebody had done that,
yeah.
I think somebody would have heard. And
did Keith, I mean, was Keith out of it, and that's
yeah.
why he didn't
he
kind
didn't
of say,
know.
Oh, I've got a pain in my back? He was unaware of this?
Yeah, he's totally unaware.
This really is, Pam, just the most...
It's very bizarre, isn't it?
Isn't it just? It's the most incredible story. I mean, it sounds like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so tell me if I'm wrong, it does sound to me like a stab wound, as though someone stabbed him with a knife. Is that is that what you kind of believe?
Yeah. And knife, scissors. Because the fact that they checked all around the area, there was nothing sharp found anywhere. Not on the floor, not nowhere. So what we did on the Sunday night, we actually called the police to investigate. But unfortunately, they didn't come up with anything.
Let's just clarify. This happened 3 years ago. He's fine physically as a result of this, isn't he?
Not really,
is
no.
he not?
No. Since it happened, he went downhill,
really. In what way?
I think because of stress, embarrassment. Because when he came out of hospital, we had to have the nurses in every day to pack the wound. Because with a wound like that, it's got to be packed from the inside out. So he was in a great deal of pain, embarrassment, and the not knowing.